This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2110.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I think so. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on for exceptional Americans and the world, too, to listen to on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com is my email. Please feel free to email me there. Newmana.com/agenda21 is our sponsor. And by the way, it's tax day. Tax Mediation Services, 800-711-5095. That's Tax Mediation Services, 800-711-5095. For help, give them a call. Give them a call. Just a few minutes on the phone. Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Tax Mediation Services, 800-711-5095. All right, what is really truly going on? Well, you know, it's another day and another dollar, right? Well, so to speak, I would say so to speak. But what we have going on here is a failure to communicate. At least that's what some people would have you believe. I mean, failure to communicate. Donald Trump elected president And he brings along some people that are in Congress already, and they fill various spots in his administration. All right, and they go through the confirmation hearings and all. And, you know, there's good people out there. There's really, truly good people out there. So here is part of the problem that the Democrats have stumbled into. It's interesting. The Democrats in Georgia have a problem now. And, I mean, a bigger problem than what they perhaps thought they had before. This is a report that has come to us. And it's a report says about the Georgian who is supposed to be the primary person who is going to win the former seat, Republican seat, that is, of course, was filled by now new Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price. That was Newt Gingrich's seat in Georgia before that. Long-time seat, of course. Well, now you have a Democrat who's supposed to be leading the pack. Minor problem along the road. Let's pick up on... CNN. I'm sorry. I'd see it in what they have to say.
You will not be able to vote for yourself.
Well, I grew up in this district. I grew up in this community. It's my home. My family is still there. I'm a mile and a half down the street to support Alicia while she finishes medical school. It's something I've been very transparent about. In fact, I'm proud to be supporting her career. And as soon as she finishes her medical training, I'll be 10 minutes back up the road into the district where I grew up.
All right. John Ossoff, we will be watching very closely what happens with you professionally and personally, and we are obviously very interested in this race. Thank you very much for being on New Day. We'll not be able to.
Yeah, being on New Day, we want you to we want you to win because you're the Democrat. Problem is, he doesn't live in his own district where he's running. Now I know how these district things are, and of course here in California, we have this wonderful voter act in which districts are gerrymandered and actually general districts are broken up into specific ghettos, if you will, now, based upon racial lines. Did you know that? That's what we have here in California. So districts do matter. Lines do matter where you live. We understand that. So we have this Ossoff guy who is, John, J-O-N, Ossoff, that he doesn't live in his own district. You know, borders have consequences. And so here you have this John Ossoff who's running around dismissing concerns about the fact that he doesn't live in the Georgia congressional district in which he's running for the House seat. He's an illegal alien. You can't make it up. From the Hill, and you heard him say that. He grew up in this district. He grew up in this community. It's my home. It's my family. It's still there, Ossoff said during the CNN interview. He currently lives just outside Georgia's 6th congressional district with his girlfriend while she is attending medical school. No, we have girlfriends. Is it real girlfriend, or are they going steady? Do they have a ring? Are they living in the basement of her parents' house? Is that where he resides? I'm just making it up. I don't know. It says, I am a mile and a half down the street to support Alicia while she finishes her medical school. It's something I've been very transparent about, he said. In fact, I'm proud to be supporting her career. As soon as she finishes her medical training, I'll be 10 minutes back up the road into the district where I grew up, he continued. He is facing off against a crowded field of Republicans on Tuesday to fill the vacated seat of now Health and Human Services. 11 people on the Republican side. That's not in the article. I read it before. 11 people on the Republican side. Why do these Republicans do that? Because if there's there could be a runoff, if he gets all the votes, the vast majority of the way I understand there, and I, again, this is the way I understand it. If I'm wrong, you can email me, paul@821r.com. But if he gets the majority of the votes, he wins. What about it? Talk about, you know, splitting the field, Republicans. You're doing it to yourselves. That's just my thought. You know, why should we be so smart, right, as Republicans to split the vote? No reason to do that. A little bit of politics here going down for everybody. And again, the Democrats have their eyes on this guy as the big shaker and mover, because everybody's so disenchanted with Donald Trump at this point. Have you seen the poll numbers on Donald Trump, Democrats? Have you seen the poll? Even your own poll number. We're getting consistency. I'm not a big believer in all these polls or these flash polls in particular, because, you know, a lot of them are rigged. But even they now are figuring out that they've got just too much data on Donald Trump to support people are starting to like him, up over 50% in most polls now. Which is just a huge jump. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, it was like in some of these reports, 30, 35 approval rate. Now he's up over 50 in most of them. Elections have consequences. Did you know that? They really do. Just ask Barack Hussein Obama. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
And business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, paul@a21r.com, and Numana. NUMANNA.com/agenda21. By the way, Tax Mediation Services, 800-711-5095. One more time, 800-711-5095. Liberty Tour 6, happening this Saturday. People are responding. It's a wonderful thing. Whistleblower reveals that a UN-planned invasion by refugees into the U.S. is already underway. Sent to me by a citizen journalist, this article, which is an interview, a radio interview. We're going to play part of it in a few seconds. A radio interview in which a Missouri woman discusses what is going on with this UN Refugee Resettlement Organization program from Washington, D.C. And the tie-in here is the Obama administration, of course. This is in the Josh Tawley show, in which he interviewed this woman from Missouri. It's very telling about the process that's going on here. Very, very telling. And I say it's telling because, well, you know, a lot of people don't really know what is truly going on with immigration and the real intricacies. This gets down to the specifics of what is going on. We won't be able to play, I don't think, the whole thing, but we will get through enough of it so that you will understand.
Hey everybody, Josh Tully here from the Josh Tully Show. What you're about to see is an interview with a woman who sat in and was part of the UN Refugee Resettlement Program. And this interview is going to alarm many of you. So I'm going to tell you right now, be prepared with a pen and paper to take notes. You're going to want to call your congressmen, governors, representatives, and anybody else you can find, because this is going to make you mad. Just warning you.
Transmission begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Josh Tully Show on the GCN Radio Network.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Why are we here today?
Well, Josh, I've recently been attending some UN refugee resettlement meetings.
Okay.
And I started attending those last year, and I've uncovered some things that I thought were disturbing. And
before we get into what you uncovered, did the UN actually sponsor these meetings, or are these just UN refugees and some other organization sponsoring the meeting?
The meetings are sponsored by the Missouri Social Services.
Okay.
They host the meetings, but the meetings are under the auspices of the UN Refugee Resettlement Organization, the Office of Refugee Monitoring out of Washington, D.C.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you attend these meetings, you get in. What did you find?
Well, initially, I was really curious about how they were. They seemed to be so casual. It just struck me as curious how casual they were about the number of people that they were bringing into the state of Missouri, and how they were being brought in and where they were going and the conditions under which they were being brought in. And so, you know, I was kind of taken aback, actually, by some of the things they were saying. Took a lot of notes, you know, and just, you know, thought at the time, how come I'm the only one in the room? When I looked around the room to see if any of this information was registering on the faces of the people in the room, it surprised me that they were all just very casual about it. I think I was the only person in the room that was disturbed by this information.
Actually. So the people in the room, what were they doing? What were they being briefed on?
Well, there were different agencies that
okay.
attend, and they have to attend these meetings. They're quarterly meetings, and so they are required to attend. So there were people there from St. Louis and Columbia and Springfield and Kansas City, and they were there as a requirement of their contract with not only Social Services, but the Office of Refugee Management, Office of Refugee Monitoring.
So the audience is going to say, well, what's the problem with this? I mean, we allow refugees, we vet the refugees, they're coming in, that's a peaceful thing, right?
Okay, in 1980, President Jimmy Carter changed the way that we receive refugees, immigrants, and asylees, and they're all categorized differently. And so in 1980, the act was the Immigration and Refugee Act. It was changed. Now, the refugees that came into Missouri starting in October, from October till mid-February, we had already received 34,000 of that of the 50,000 that was.
All right.
And President Trump dropped the number back down to 50,000. Now, I know a lot of people, it was reported in the media, a lot of people were very angry with President Trump that he dropped the number down. But he was well within his purview legally to do that.
Sure.
Because he did not see a crisis that merited keeping that 110,000 ceiling. So he reduced it back down to 50,000. We had already received 34,000 and some change by mid-February, and so his plan was to slow it down even further, which he did do, because we have from now till September, you see.
Sure.
So we're already at 65% of the total if we go with the 50,000 limit.
What's interesting about that, though, is even though Obama raised the limit, Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, he okayed raising it to over 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't really Democrat versus Republican.
Right.
This is an issue larger than the two parties at play.
That's right. Many people, including myself, believe that this is an intentional device used to invade the United States of America.
Hello. And we mentioned Paul Ryan, of course. He advocated bringing in 300,000 refugees. Now, you've heard me say on this radio show, Paul Ryan is no good. Especially when it comes to refugee resettlement. Because he's all for it. He's all for providing the cash, not only upping the numbers, but providing the cash to support these people. And how does he do it? She goes on a little bit later on and talks about what's known as a Wilson Fish program, which allows the U.S. government to circumvent state sovereignty and refugee resettlement by funding third-party organizations. This is in the article. I bet Josh and them listen to Agenda 21 Radio. But I'm going to listen to him from now on. Absolutely. She had mentioned that the third-party organizations that benefit from taxpayer money in this way, they include the Jewish Vocational Services, which also uses the name Jewish Technical Services, Catholic and charities, and Lutheran organizations. They receive $2,500 to process each refugee plus block grants to staff offices. She said she believed they are making huge amounts of money above their cost. You think? I'm sorry. I'm getting a little excited now. Because now we're starting to see a person come out and substantiate my comments that I've been making now for 2.5-3 years. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Don't you? There it is, ladies and gentlemen, right there on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see the Josh Tolley report, and you can see this interview. And you can listen to the fact that I've been right again. And oh, where did it start? President Obama. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Than doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, The Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. This is a fantastic article, and I'm going to pull some pieces of the puzzle back together for you here, because I just can't leave it. I just can't leave this article. This is a woman. She's not identified in this. She's got a picture. I mean, she's, you know, it says a Missouri woman is interviewed by radio talk show host Josh Tully and tells how she became involved in her state's refugee immigration program and how the program is far more extensive and advanced than most people realize. She describes how the UN, under the heading of the Agenda 2030, is planning immigration into the U.S. similar to what is happening in Europe. The goal is to create chaos and lay the foundation for breaking the U.S. into smaller political units with equal U.S. representation and the end of America as a sovereign nation. That's what they're up to.
So if it is an intentional use to get refugees in, whether it's an invasion or not, we'll get to that in a minute. But if they are trying to bring people in, they're bringing in the safest, best people, right? Because the progressive media tells us all the time that these people are well vetted, they've had their health checkups, they're good to go, just bring them on in.
Actually, they are not vetted, and they are not the safest people. We're being told through mainstream media that they are going from 12 to 18 months worth of vetting. But in the meetings that I have attended, I learned that there was no vetting done at all. Ooh. They were literally given plane tickets and put on a plane right away within 24 hours. And they were put on the plane with the clothes on their back. Many of them come into country diseased. They come in with tuberculosis, leprosy, HIV, Giardia, smallpox, polio, communicable diseases. Apart from Giardia, which is a parasite, they're coming in with communicable diseases, highly contagious diseases.
You know, just to back that up, we had a guest on the show. She's a doctor from one of the major hospitals in New York City. And she's trying to sound the alarm bell just from that perspective. Mm-hmm. She has no political bent, but just from a health perspective, she was saying, wait a second, the pathogens and viruses these people are bringing in completely unchecked is a health hazard to the entire country.
Right.
So let me get this straight. So they're bringing them in completely unvetted and unchecked, but that means they're probably women and children who are about to get shot or something, right? Kind of like the last scene out of Vietnam where we're just bringing in whoever can get their kid on the helicopter. It's probably all women and children, correct?
No, that is incorrect. That's what the mainstream media is telling us. They're telling us that it's primarily women and children. They're pulling on the heartstrings of the American people. We're a very compassionate people. And so knowing that, they pull on the heartstrings of the public and they swoon the public over to this idea that we are actually saving the lives of women and children. The vast majority of the refugees that we've received here in Missouri have been males between the ages of 15 and upwards toward 40, 45 years old.
So it's similar to what we've seen in Europe then, where initially they said these refugees coming in were women and children. Even the UN admitted over 70% of them were fighting age males.
The vast majority are males. It's the same thing as Europe. The vast majority are males. This is Islam, of course. This is Islam, ladies and gentlemen.
Males from 15 to 55, mm-hmm. and the women and children were nowhere to be seen.
Right, that's right. Now, I will say that we have had some women and children. Recently, a load came into Kansas City about mid-February. One of the last groups of refugees that we received were Congolese. They were Christians. And a church from Sedalia actually picked them up from the airport and greeted them and sponsored them. And so those refugees came. They were clean, and they were well-clothed. You could see on them that they were in a lot better conditions than some of these others that have arrived previously. Now, the Congolese group that arrived, the church from Sedalia came to pick them up. I was just really tickled by this. They came with winter coats because, you know, these people, you know, arriving in Missouri in the middle of the winter, you know, these people have never experienced winter like this. So this church comes and they've got coats and they've got, you know, everything that these people need to be in Missouri in mid-February. So I thought that was great.
Love that. Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. There is a place for refugees.
Right.
There's a reason countries welcome in people who are being persecuted or responding to a natural disaster or what have you. Mm-hmm. But you're telling me that what was promised to us, that these were vetted refugees, mm-hmm. not only do we have people in law enforcement who are saying the vetting process is rigged and, mm-hmm. and the countries that they're coming from are lying, but you're saying at the UN refugee meeting, they're telling you that they're not even vetted at all. They're grabbing them and giving them tickets and getting
on
the airplane.
Right. They kind of made casual remarks about the vetting process, saying things like, well, if they're vetted, you know, maybe they're vetted. But I walked away from those meetings with a clear understanding that these refugees are not vetted. And not only were they not vetted, but when they arrived here and we were being taught or trained on how to process them into the state. And so we were told that when they arrive at the airport, we are to take them to a processing place, which is someplace in the airport. So we take them to this room, we sit them down, and hopefully there's a translator, hopefully. Sometimes there's not a translator.
Hold on one second, because that brings up a really interesting point. If they're arriving on an airplane, mm-hmm. it's probably fanfare and there's people waiting at the airport with signs, welcome refugees. They're probably bringing in school kids. Is that the sort of reception they're getting, or do they bring them in kind of unannounced?
Right. They're coming in at night. They're coming
what?
In at midnight. Right. And we were told that this is because the plane fare's cheaper, is what they're telling us.
But that makes no sense.
But they talked out of the side of their mouth and said, but there's less public. There's less public at the airport.
Well, this is the kind of stuff that has to stop. But this is what we have been telling you has been going on. Here's the evidence. This woman comes out and speaks about it now. Here is the evidence we've been telling you about that's been going on nightly around this country. What, for 3 years we've been talking about this? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the change Obama wanted. It's the demographics of the country that they want to destroy the borders of the states. The state borders have to come down in the United States in order for the One World Order 2030 agenda people, Agenda 21, the totalitarians, who are all in on climate change, all in on all these social things, who could possibly be in support of something like that? Well, let's think. What about Pope Francis? Totally all in on the One World Order. Do you think maybe that Pope Francis has something to do with this? Well, do you? What could possibly explain why Paul Ryan wants to oversaturate this country with illegal refugees, so to speak? Almost. I mean, they're illegals. And why, as an example, Obama wanted to bring in 110,000 of these refugees, and Paul Ryan was making sure that the money was flowing for these refugees, only 110,000 of them, at $2,500 a pop is the amount of money that they were going to get for these refugees at the refugee resettlement programs. Primarily, the biggest one to benefit is the Catholic charities. How much money would they have yielded? $275 million. I guess it's just chump change, right? For a good day's work, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Thank you.
here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah. Trafficking in Human Flesh and Slavery, Paul Ryan. You know, isn't it interesting that Paul Ryan, not only was he making sure that the Pope, I'm sorry, that Catholic charities were being paid for from the Obama administration, because Obama, you got to connect some dots here, and I know that this is one of these moments when I'm dragging you, kicking and screaming from one dot to the next. Your denial is all over yourself. But we can't, you know, we really cannot ignore this. We really can't. It's here. It's the reality. It's the demographic shift and change of America, bringing in people from around the world that have no tie-in to the United States of America. Don't even speak anything remotely close to our language, of course. And in most cases, they're going to be taught in their native tongue when they're in the United States and the dominant language is English. Now, if you're coming from Mexico or one of the Hispanic countries, you're going to be taught in Spanish only. There were attempts in Maryland early on in this program, when they were opening up charter schools and you can only speak Spanish at the charter school in Maryland. That really didn't fly well with a lot of people. So why would Paul Ryan do such a thing? Well, John Boehner was doing the same thing. And, you know, John Boehner was in love with the Pope, so much so he invited him to come and speak to the United States, right? And remember the speech he made in Congress? The Pope, Mr. Jesuit himself. Now, of course, Paul Ryan, the good Catholic that he is just sort of, I guess, making it sure that he's following the Pope's edicts about the one world order. I'm just guessing. I'm only speculating here. But, you know, you start to have to kind of think about these things, ladies and gentlemen. You really do. About whether or not Paul Ryan's playing on the same team as Donald Trump. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention. There's a little hitch in the giddy-up as far as Donald Trump's wall funding. It's having a tough time getting out of the House. Oh, I can't imagine why the House Speaker would be holding up and delaying funding for the wall, since that's what Paul Ryan's doing. Now, I just can't imagine why he would be doing it. Can you? Really? Go on. We all know that Paul Ryan's on the same page as Donald Trump on everything, right? Am I helping you with the dot-to-dot business here, ladies and gentlemen? I just want to help a brother out. Can you, the millions, the billions of dollars that are being shuttled into these programs? And, of course, they're getting all the best of all the best in these resettlement programs, right? The Welcoming Communities Act, or not Act, but executive order by President Barack Hussein Obama. New Americans program by President Barack Hussein Obama. Welcoming Americans program brought to you by President Barack Hussein Obama. Grant programs for money for everybody. Yeah, well, that has to be approved by the House. Get it? And who was there at the time? Oh, Boehner early on. Then, of course, we got Paul Ryan. See, that's the problem with a lot of this stuff, guys. That is the problem with a lot of this stuff, is that you have people that are conflicted, such as Paul Ryan. You have people that are involved in big ways, such as Paul Ryan, who can't escape, who cannot escape what they're into. Because when they swore on the Constitution to protect and defend, they were swearing on the Constitution. But if they are driven by a higher authority, that's probably who they're really answering to. Got to think about that for a second. That's a pretty deep statement I just made. But you have to think about that. And of course, her comment here is which is so true, is that she thinks this is about destroying the sovereignty of the United States of America through this flood of immigrants. And I believe it is true. In this comment, she said that Trump reduced the number of refugees from Obama's proposed 110,000 down to 50,000. From October 2016 through February 17th, the U.S. had taken in 34,000, and Democrats are not the only supporters of increased refugee immigration. Paul Ryan advocated bringing in 300,000 refugees. Paul Ryan did. I guess you'd have to say maybe he's doing the Pope's work as the Speaker of the House. I'm just guessing. I don't know that for sure. You know, it's hard to trust a man's faith. All I know is I can just guess on what I see in terms of actions. You know, who'd have ever thought that when President Barack Hussein Obama came out and said he was a Christian, that he would do everything within his power as a Christian to enable the Muslim Brotherhood to work for him in his office? And, of course, all the policies that were so leaning towards the Muslim Brotherhood and Islam and turning our country almost into an Islamic state, who would have ever thought that a good Christian like President Barack Hussein Obama would have done such a thing? Actions speak louder than words, if you know what I mean. So here we have the UN planned invasion by refugees in the United States. Here it is. It's planned, and we know that. It's the demographic shifting and changing of the United States in order to destroy its sovereignty. State of Jefferson, anyone?
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Both of those addresses get you there. Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. That's 1-800-711-5095. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Numana, numana.com/agenda21, will get you to, yes, Prepper Paradise, if you know what I mean. And Liberty Tour 6 is coming up fast, rapidly approaching, moment by moment. It's game time. Starting on Saturday, we're going to be, explaining a few things to you, like the Orville Dam situation. Scott Cahill is going to be here from Ohio. He's planning a visit to do a thorough examination of the dam and then report to us on Agenda 21 Radio. Also at the Liberty Tour, so you don't want to miss out on that. Go to our website and click on the icon Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence. Okay, a lot of things going on. There's no doubt about it. Visit our website for Orville Dam information, because we have the latest and greatest information about what is truly going on at the dam. There's an interesting thing. We start the Liberty Tour. We announced it weeks ago, and all of a sudden, we have government officials clamoring to do their own sort of little tours around the affected area. Don't you find that interesting? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.